Is this some sort of a sorority initiation thing? She smiled. Will it make you feel better if I say yes? Because you were looking at me like I was a weirdo from back there.
I wasn't looking at you like you were a weirdo.
It looked that way to me. I kicked off my shoes and climbed into the fountain. I was looking at you wondering if you always smile this way or if cooling off just really made you happy.
She tilted her head to the side, studying me.
What's not to be happy about? We're alive, aren't we?
The cool water felt damn good. We floated around in silence for a while, smiling each time one of us caught the other looking.
I'm Summer, she said.
Hunter, do you like the heat?
Not like this.
What's your favorite season, Hunter?
I smirked.
Summer.
She paddled over to the edge of the fountain and leaned her elbows on the brick, watching the never-ending spray of water in the center. I followed suit, positioning myself next to her and trying not to stare down at her nipples protruding through her wet t-shirt. It wasn't an easy task.
Summer turned to look at me. Do you go to school here?
No, my brother does. Came for the weekend for a visit. How about you? You go to school here or just come to cool off in the fountain?
Her smile was as blinding as the sun.
I go here. Art major.
She pushed off the ledge and swam to the other side of the fountain. I watched, intrigued by the randomness of her actions. Once she settled again, she cupped both sides of her mouth to yell at me, even though the fountain wasn't that big.
Truth or dare?
This girl was bizarre and gorgeous. Who knew bizarrely gorgeous could be such a damn sexy combination?
Truth, I yelled back. When she figured out what she was going to ask, her face lit up so bright, the only thing missing was a bubble over her head with a light bulb. I chuckled to myself.
What's the one thing you're most afraid of? She yelled.
The normal answer would have been death, considering I'd recently lost my mother. Or maybe I should have given a generic answer like spiders or heights. But instead, I did what always got me into trouble, answering with unfiltered honesty. You breaking my heart?
My cell phone rang as I was about to descend the stairs to catch a train back downtown. Seeing it was Anna, I backed up to the sidewalk so I wouldn't lose service. I wasn't in a hurry to get back home. Hey, Mrs. Wiener, she sighed. Will you ever be able to say my new last name without cracking up? I wouldn't count on it. I still can't believe you gave up Anna B. Goodwin to become Anna B. A Wiener. I'm ignoring your curmudgeonly commentary because I'm in wedded bliss. Curmudgeonly commentary? Your new husband's vernacular is rubbing off on you. She laughed. I'm on my way to the airport for our flight to Aruba, but wanted to run something by you. What's up? Hunter is bugging my husband for your phone number. He says you gave it to him, but must have entered it wrong. Did you enter it wrong? Nope. I entered the right number, to reach Eden. Eden, don't tell me you're still giving out phone sex numbers at 28 years old. Of course not. Then who is Eden? She's an escort who happens to have a very similar number to mine. Anna sighed. So I take it you don't want Hunter to have your phone number? He's a playboy who lives 3,000 miles away. What's the point? I guess. Although he's actually a great guy. I thought you guys had a lot of chemistry. Playing with chemistry leads to explosions.